I'm sure all of us know that Rosa Parks died this week. And it's important for us to remember her, what she did, and what she means to every person in this country and in the world. Here was a person who stood up to the horrid de jure legal segregation and institutionalized racism and hatred in this country, and she stood up by sitting down. She didn't stand up by blowing anything up, but she was the first domino by a simple act of being sick and tired, physically from a long day's work and emotionally from all of the insults, the demeaning humiliations of her just because of the color of her skin. And she said, "No more. I can't stand it anymore." And she sat down. And by that simple act of conscience, she unleashed the most important change that this country, I believe, has undergone and is undergoing since the Civil War. She made people look into their lives and into their hearts and to make a decision. Were they on the side of Bull Connors and the people wielding hoses and loosing dogs upon innocent people, or were they on the side of one humanity, of one America? So often, we think that the world is just too big to be changed by small things, by simple things, by one person just doing the right thing according to how his or her heart informs him or her. We think that the problems are too complex, and what we really need in order to change this world are great superheroes and superheroines, cape crusaders who come to earth with powers and abilities beyond those of mortal men, great mighty saviors from the sky who will come down here and rescue us and lead us and guide us, because we don't have the wisdom or the strength or the power to make a difference to the huge problems that face us. And institutionalized racism is a huge problem. Poverty, starvation, bad water, all of these are immense local, national, and world problems, and we're just too small, too weak, and Rosa Parks proves that that is nonsense. We are not too small, we are not too weak, and it is never wrong to do the right thing today. To feed the hungry person today. To show somebody honor and respect. To acknowledge their dignity today. We're never too small to do the right thing when we see hatred, when we see oppression, when we see people being demeaned because of who they are, to say, "No, I'm not going to just stand in silence," and by silence denote my consent for these things to go on. I will do something. That I can't do everything, that I can't solve the problem myself, is a good realization. It's not a bad thing. The history of who changes the world for the good, and this is very important, it is done by regular people. Those who come with these great visions of utopia more often than not create dystopias. The great changes in the world were done by people that you probably would not have known were going to change the world by their fifth birthday or their tenth birthday or the family that they came from. If you take the classic religious figures of Western religion, Moses, we know nothing about Moses. I mean, we don't know whether he was a Hebrew or an Egyptian. We don't really know anything about his history, and we don't know what's real and what's fable, and all we know is that he wasn't much of a public speaker. And yet he is arguably the founder of a people who have been and continue to be major influences on Western civilization, for good, sometimes for ill. There's nothing that you could see in the physical lineage of Jesus, an obscure son of an obscure carpenter in an obscure corner of the Roman Empire, who raised no armies, who killed no enemies, who didn't venture far from his native land, except in one gospel, where he got a trip to Egypt and back. I think that was second prize. What he did is he told people to feed each other, to love each other, that it was nonsense to talk about loving God whom you have not seen if you love not your brother whom you have seen. And so he encouraged people to love each other. And that eventually brought down the Roman Empire and again made a huge and decisive change in Western civilization. There was nothing in that lineage that you could have predicted such an event. Muhammad was illiterate, and part of the proof for Muslims of the divine origin of the Quran is that he was illiterate. And they say he could not possibly have written this magnificent poetry himself. He was orphaned at a young age. He did not come from great wealth. And he simply followed his lights and his vision, and that continues to influence and roll through history, and yes, at this moment, to royal history. But when you look at his life, how would you have predicted what an influence it would have been? In more modern times, take a look at the cue cards for Winston Churchill in elementary school. Not outstanding. For Einstein, not outstanding, possibly even slow. When you look at these people who have made a difference, they've made a difference by knowing who they were, by understanding what it was that they valued. Not by setting out to conquer worlds, but by doing small things that were true to their own sense of values. When Alexander came to the Gordian knot, the ancient symbol of red tape, everyone else had been there trying to unravel the red tape, and Alexander said, "Huh," and sliced it in half. When we see the complexity of the red tape, of the politicians who do not bend to our will, to the difficulties that we have in, we believe we have in making a difference, we think that it's our job to sit there and unravel the tape, to get a study group, a task force, to x-ray it, to examine it, to understand the knot in all its aspects, when maybe the way to cut through the tape is just to do the right thing today. Mother Teresa said that greatness is not in doing great things, but in doing small things with great love. Rosa Parks did a small thing with no ego, with no braggadocio, without calling press conferences. She simply said, "No more. I will not put up with this anymore." And she sat down and said, "If you arrest me, you arrest me." It was an act of remarkable courage. 2 weeks before, a man who had refused to move was shot down by 3 police officers in the same city. Those officers were never tried, were never convicted, were never punished. Hers was an act of great personal and moral courage, and it was unpredictable that it would be the iconic act. It was unpredictable that she would be the iconic person to be called the mother of modern civil rights movement. Oh, one other person who was not distinguished in his youth. My old friend and colleague, Tony Perino, went to school with a young preacher. They were working on their doctorates together. He said Martin Luther King couldn't preach his way out of a paper bag. There was nothing in his schooling that Tony observed that led him to believe that Martin Luther King would become Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther King didn't plan on becoming Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King planned on being intellectually, politically, emotionally authentic. And that's the lesson. Anybody can be the first domino, and everybody should be one of the dominoes that makes the difference as we wipe out, not instantly, because the civil rights struggle we all know is not over, was a struggle that was won against de jure segregation, de jure hatred and discrimination, but de facto still exists in racism, in classism, in homophobia, in all kinds of ways that we see the other as being different from ourselves. But we change the world, not with the vision of I'm going to change and save the world, that messianism. We change and save the world when we look inside ourselves and ask, what is authentic to my character, to my view of humanity? What can I do, if not everything, what is the one thing, maybe the two things that I can do to make a good difference? And we can never know how far those dominoes will fall. We can never know what the end of our efforts will be. All we can do is what Rosa Parks did, which is to say, this is something for which I stand. This is something for which I can no longer say yes. And here I am. I can do no other. I think we all have that power. We all have that ability to touch, to save, to move, to be part of an historic process that sees the humanity in all of our sisters and brothers. At this week, when she dies, we honor her memory. She was a blessing through her simple act of doing the right thing on this country, and we bless her name and her memory, and may we be inspired by it to do small things with great love.